T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, with the latest from Steelers training camp at Heinz Field, it is Steelers insider from The Athletic, Mr. Mark Caboli. Another hype video for Ben Roethlisberger, Mark. You like it?
Yeah, he was looking pretty fit and trim there. I need to go on that golf, yoga, and beer diet myself. Maybe I'll start to trim down a little bit, that Glazer special diet.
Mark, did you think that was a joke, or was Glazer really trying to take a shot at Ben?
I think he was trying to be funny, and I think Ben could be a little bit sensitive at times. I'm sure, Chris, you understand that. And I think that's what probably happened. He's like, whoa, what are you doing here? You know, people are already coming at me from all ends here. I don't need this garbage. So I assume he was trying to be funny with him, and Ben didn't appreciate it. That's basically the extent of it.
Mark, I think I saw something in, like, I was scrolling through Twitter, and it was something involving your colleague Ed Bouchette basically talking about how somebody made the comparison. Tommy John surgery actually extended the careers or improved the careers of a handful of pitchers. Like, it wasn't unheard of that would help in baseball. Do you think that this could, in fact, this elbow surgery lengthen Ben Roethlisberger's career?
It could be one or the other. It could be an absolute disaster, and he's done, sort of like Terry Bradshaw, or he could, extend his career. I don't know if there's much middle ground right there. I mean, he has been dealing with that elbow injury to some degree over the past couple of seasons. You know, that's one of the reasons why they did that, that schedule they put him on of working one day, a half a day, then an off a day, because his arm was bothering him to a degree. So that should help out. So, I mean, with the way some of these quarterbacks are getting paid here, and Brady turning 43 today, I could see this extending his career a little bit. I mean, it doesn't seem like, for everything we've seen social media-wise, and of course we won't be able to see that, at least from my own two eyes, for another 2 weeks when they finally let us in, and he looks as strong as ever, but those things could be manipulated at times as well. So,
Mark, you are in the Steelers information business, and we like having you on the show because you're very good at it, and also from time to time you'll take shots at other media people, which we love. but I'm just hearing you say that about how Ben has been troubled by this, or was before it finally fell apart against the Seahawks, it begs the question, how did Roethlisberger and the Steelers keep that covered up for so long in a league where injury information is supposed to be so widely available because of gambling and everything else? How did the Steelers keep a lid on that for so long, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, when you have a guy, quarterback's 36, 37 years old, you could always frame it as, you know, Veterans Day off. I'm not saying they're doing anything shady here, but I'm sure that a little bit of part of that Veterans Day off had to be a sore elbow, and you saw him after practice a lot of years in training camp with ice on that elbow. So I don't know. It is a fine line of trying to be, not telling the truth and trying to withhold information and trying to somehow protect the quarterback, especially him. Because imagine if it came out and it continued to say elbow, elbow, elbow on the injury report. We would be hammering it forever. And I'm sure they try to avoid that. So they balance that line of what's correct, what's ethical, and what you're allowed to get away with. And for the most part, they've been able to be successful doing that over the, at least under the Tomlin career span.
Mark, is your understanding of the situation with his elbow before it finally gave way against Seattle, is there anything that they or he could have done, like, therapeutically to have kind of headed that off from the worst-case scenario there? Or was it something else? Like, was this something that built for long enough that they maybe could have found a way around it?
I don't think so. I think I'm sure that he did things to try, rehab, leading up to that point to probably let him to get through that. But, he probably only has so many throws in an arm.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets to a point, it gets to the point that it's not like, you can't prevent that from happening. I mean, it's going to happen. If you're going to have an Achilles pull, you're going to have an Achilles tear. There's nothing that you're going to do to prevent that. Maybe what they did and how he rehabbed it and how they treated it, as if he, like I said, not as many reps as and throwing the ball, maybe that lasted a couple more years longer. A lot of it has to do with genetics. I mean, there's quarterbacks throw for 25 years and never have an elbow injury, then all of a sudden, a couple guys yep. do have it. I mean, I know one guy was Jake Delhomme back in the day. He had Tommy John, though. But once he came back off that Tommy John, he said, I asked him before, I talked to him on the phone a couple months ago, he said he felt as great as he ever did, and I believe he may have went to sign a pretty nice contract right after that, and he actually may have went to the Super Bowl after that. So there's some sort of people out there that have had similar elbow injuries and have been able to succeed and return.
Mark Cabali, Steelers Insider, with us, and Ben Roethlisberger is going to break his silence and talk to you guys tomorrow. If you could get one straight answer from Big Ben on something, Mark, what would it be?
Why does he hate Mahler so much?
There's a promo.
Mark, why would you need to ask him a question you already know the answer
to? Yeah, that's
to,
one
though.
Of those.
I think it's pretty obvious. I think that's leading the witness a little bit there.
Yeah, I pretty much know everything else he's going to say. So that's probably one thing I wouldn't know if he was able to tell me the truth.
Mark, can you ask him if he thinks he could beat me in a 10K?
The funny thing is, if this wasn't Zoom and there wasn't everybody else watching me, I would have definitely go up to him in the locker room and ask him that, and he probably would have answered me too. Mm. But you can't do that on this situation because all of a sudden, you're wasting people's valuable times asking them about, what kind of mask they're wearing or whatever.
Mark, you know what I would ask him? I would ask him, like, do you see the offense changing in getting more balanced pass versus run this year?
Well, if it was up to him, he would say no. I think he would enjoy just the way it was 2 years ago where they threw the ball. They threw it 60% of the time, maybe more than that, 65%, and ran it 35% of the time. I'm sure every quarterback's going to say that. Now, if he would, like you said, truth serum, had to tell the truth, would that be the exact way of going about your business to be able to win championships? I'd like to hear that question.
Yeah,
I know he wants to throw the ball, but does he believe that provides the best way of winning titles and, going 12-4 and mm-hmm. and stuff like that? I think if you ask him legit on that one, he might have to agree that you might need to run the ball. Maybe not more, but you definitely have to be effective in, goal line, red zone, short yardage situations. Where do you keep the chains moving?
Well, how do you – see, to me, that's a tough needle to thread, because I think most of the guys that run the ball would say, oh, you get better the more you do it. But if your quarterback is still unquestionably your best offensive player, assuming he's healthy and ready to go, then it doesn't make sense to put the ball on the ground that many times and run it. I have a hard time with that, Mark.
Well, what I think you need to do is I think you have to be able to run the ball when you have to run the ball, and that's that four-minute stuff at the end of the game where you want to get the ball and just kill it, just run the ball. And you need to be able to run in situations. I don't think the league is really conducive to, running the ball 60-70% of the times anymore. That's not where you're going to be successful. But you have to run the ball when you have to run the ball, when it's deemed necessary to run the ball. And like you said, that's
like the fourth quarter to hold the lead. Like when you're leading.
Yeah, but how do you do that? How do you do that when you're not running the ball that much prior to that? I guess that's what I'm trying to say here.
You hear, maybe that's one of the reasons why Tomlin likes the one running back type of situation, because if you're only going to run the ball 10 times through three quarters, the same guy has that 10 carries. But you know what? You pretty much get a sense early on in games for the most part, if you're going to be able to run the ball or not. There's not many times where you struggle early on, then all of a sudden, third quarter adjustment makes things different. So pretty much you know by the personnel you have and how the game's going if you're going to run the ball effectively early in games.
Mark, I thought what Ike Hilliard said about Chase Claypool today was not a total surprise, talking about how much playing time the guy is going to have. You don't usually hear coaches try to, speak critically about a rookie the first few days of training camp. But I just wonder, if that is true, that Claypool is going to see a lot of reps in the offense, who is it at the expense of? If Claypool is going to get opportunities in the offense, is there a wide receiver that is going to be on the short end of the stick?
I don't want to make light of the situation or anything, but in the age we're in right now, probably the person who's not dressed because they're having, virus issues. To be honest with you, they're going to have a lot of people here ready to go quickly, because you have to assume that somebody's going to get sick to a point where they have to sit out a week or two at some point. Maybe that's where he gets his reps out. But you're right. I don't see it. If everything's the same and you're looking at just talent and experience and who would have a better chance of succeeding in this offense, I don't know how Claypool right now can better Johnson, Washington, and Juju unless he does something crazy. Even some of the great, not great ones, the good ones, the rookie receivers for the Steelers, the Mike Wallaces, and even Deontay Johnson last year, that wasn't right away. Plus, they had the whole offseason. That's stuff that gradually took place over the course of the season where they got better by the second half of the year. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Maybe they're going to need him more second half. But I can't see him coming in right now unless if he was that dynamic, he would have went in the first 15, 20 picks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's still 49 for a reason, and I'm assuming that's because there's some holes in his game that needs to be worked out, which weren't worked out early in the season. It's possible, man. You need to be in the right place for a wide receiver and a quarterback. I mean, unless you just say, Chase Claypool, go deep, or we're going to throw the ball to you when you're inside the 10-yard line and have a specific role for him, that's where he can succeed. I don't think he can succeed just going lining up 60 snaps a game and right and running precise routes. That just doesn't happen very often.
Well, at the risk of sounding like a complete troglodyte and an idiot, which, if the shoe fits for me, I'll wear it. What's wrong with having him just go deep, or especially inside the 10-yard line, having a guy who's 6'4 and can jump go up and try to play go get it? Like, to me, that is
absolutely
not bad offense.
That's what Martavis Bryant did for the better part of 3 years. Right?
Yeah.
Run as fast as you can. I'm going to throw the ball as fast and far as I can, and let's just pull up some big numbers. Yes, that's exactly right. If the only thing Chase Claypool did in this season was catch 6 touchdowns and all of 1 yard, I think that would be a huge win for the Steelers. You have to be able to limit what he can do. I mean, it's just the fact that he's fast and he's big. Let him go deep, let him throw the ball up and let him go get it, or, do some red zone stuff. But red zone stuff, that's specific red zone stuff, because if you're not on the same page as the quarterback and he's supposed to go a little bit deeper with his route and the quarterback doesn't think that, all of a sudden you got your issues like you had in Denver a couple of years ago and you throw a pick. But that's one thing the Steelers don't really have other than, it's one knock on AB over the years was he wasn't that big physical guy around the line of scrimmage at the end zone where he could get knocked off the route. Claypool at least seems to be that guy. Now, do you trust him to, do what he's supposed to do inside the 5-yard line and the money's on is the question that's going to have to be answered over the next month or two.
Mark Caboli finishing up with us. Mark, you probably miss all of the training camp camaraderie with other Steelers reporters. I'm wondering, when you guys would all go out together, if somebody was in a good mood and was feeling generous, who was the Steelers media member who was most likely to pick up everybody's tab at the bar, and who was the Steelers media member who was least likely to do that?
Well, first of all, if you're in the media, you're cheap as hell already. So that's not going to happen. There ain't nobody picking up any tab. You might buy a beer here or there for a person here, but there ain't nobody going to pick up an entire tab. That's the truth. That's what's going on.
Wow.
Well, you know what, Pursuta, he would pick up something here and there. Hey, I'll buy you a beer. One I know, used to know it was Chris's best friend Ben
he would, if he would see us in the bar, he'd be out there eating or whatever. He would say, hey, get those guys, around. Or two.
Wow.
I mean, he would leave.
Oh, that's, well, that's a little dirty pool. I think that's to grease the skids for some positive coverage.
No wonder why he's Cook's favorite player. Now we're really getting to the bottom of things here.
I don't think Sharkies have free or free life.
All right, Mark. Thanks.
Hey, one thing about Ben is he would say, get those five guys a beer, and he would skip like three guys, and those other three guys would
Give me one of the guys who might be in that group of three.
Who was it? You know what it was? He bought a beer for Chad Pollitt, a photographer, but then left out maybe one of the trip writers, and he was upset.
Ooh, okay. There you go.
I can imagine who that might be as I'm trying to do process of elimination here.
All right, Mark, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.